This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What if everything in your favorite store was 30% off, or, you know, even just 10% off, but every single day? It'd be great, right? That, ladies and gentlemen, is what you call the employee discount. You work somewhere, you love the stuff, you buy the stuff. Apple, J. Crew, Barnes & Noble are just some of the companies known for offering good deals to their workers. But those discounts are not without their costs. From WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, Lewis Wallace has the story.
I see you over there. Yes, you. Come on over and let Zoltar be sharing with you your fortune.
Recognize that voice? It's that fortune teller from the movie Big in an arcade-style machine at the back of this totally overstimulating Halloween store in Fairborn, Ohio. Annie Chapman has worked here at Foy's Halloween and Variety for 10 years.
Yeah, we do all the seasons. Like right now, we're on 4th of July, and then, of course, the next big one's Halloween.
Most of what's on the shelves is 20% off for her.
We have everything. We have toys, office supplies, school supplies, wigs, masks, hats.
Chapman says they get in new batches of tinsel-y decor for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mardi Gras. She uses her discount all the time.
Yeah, there's always something we're buying. There's a lot of holidays.
She says the discount is nice, but it's just a perk. And that's where this store is different than some shops.
I know a lot of folks who take jobs in especially apparel, largely because of the discount.
This is Lance Thornswood, a retail consultant. He says stores want employees with brand loyalty, and 20 or 30% off at your favorite store can be big. Thornswood says even the 10% discount offered by a lot of big boxes isn't just a token amount. He remembers when he used to work for Target.
I have been a huge Target shopper, you know, like almost sick. Like 5 times a week, I'll be in a Target store.
Do the math, and it was hundreds of dollars saved. But he says in some cases, a benefit like 10% off all your groceries still might not add up.
Low pay pretty much negates everything else.
Some of the most attention-grabbing deals are at places like Best Buy, where employees can shop at wholesale cost plus 5%, and Victoria's Secret, where workers report getting 30% off. At the other end of the scale is Home Depot, which offers no discount. In an email, a rep says simply that the company is trying to keep prices low for everyone. Whole Foods is somewhere in the middle. Everyone gets at least 20% off. Mark Ernstein is the VP of Team Member Services.
If we did away with our discount, that would be a major issue with morale.
And he says Whole Foods actually uses the discount as part of its recruitment process. It often hires people who already shop at the store. Which brings us to a somewhat more cynical theory on the employee discount, that maybe it just convinces workers to buy more from their employers. That's what Ethan Wintrow thinks. He sells guitars, amps, and strings at Absolute Music in Fairborn, Ohio.
Every day I come in here and we get something and I'm like, oh, technically I can afford that, but in the long term it would be a poor decision.
He's making just enough to save up a little, but as a musician, he works in a land of temptation.
You get used to it after a while, being around everything and knowing that you can't have any of it.
Because, public service announcement for all you discount hounds, a discount only really saves you money on things you are going to buy anyway. In Yellow Springs, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.